You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to another beautiful spring day. This one would happen to be a Wednesday and Boomer's on the board. Hey, bro, how you doing?
Hey. I'm good.
Those allergies are kicking your tail, aren't they?
I was about to sneeze right after I said the second A. I was like, uh-oh.
Well, I tell you what, give yourself a sneeze break because we gotta play that camel.
Oh.
Hit it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Okay. Yeah, so congratulations. You have made it halfway to the weekend. You are almost there. And, welcome to Hump Day right here on Right Side Radio. So we got a great show laid on for you. At 2:30, just coming up here in about 20 minutes, Justin Bogey from the Alabama Policy Institute, who also writes for 1819 News, he'll be on the line with us talking about the Birmingham Southern potential bailout. So, yeah, we're going to talk with Justin Bogey at 2:30. You might want to hear that one because he's got some great insights on it. And then at 4 o'clock, it's that time, man. Not only do we play the camel on Wednesdays, we run the Grand Council on Wednesdays. So, yeah, at 4 o'clock today, Grand Council with my brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. Always a good one. You're going to want to hear that. So there's that piece. And then we still got a whole triple dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will. We're going to run today's show on. Number one, the big fat bailout. That's what I'm calling it. Birmingham Southern still can't wrap its head around the idea that the citizens of the state, while we may love Birmingham Southern, we don't want to give them $30 million in taxpayer monies, all right? So the funds of the state are not there to bail out a private college that poorly mismanaged its assets. So, yeah, number one on the triple dipper, you're going to hear it, big fat bailout. We'll talk about Birmingham Southern. And then number two, a sporting chance for women is what I'm calling it, a sporting chance for women. President Biden is so neck deep in the left progressive agenda that he is willing right now to go out there and not just have rhetoric. He wants to actually veto any bill sent to him that would preserve the right for women to not have to compete against men in sports. He could care less what Title IX says. Well, number two in the Triple Dipper, we'll talk about it in great detail, a sporting chance for women. And then number three, range anxiety. Remember this one? Electric vehicles. So, yeah, isn't it amazing that they want to, oh, you just poo-poo that whole idea, range anxiety. That's silly. If you want to drive to Alaska, you can. No, you can't. How are you going to do that? You have to tow a generator on a trailer behind you to keep charging up your vehicle because the infrastructure is not there. So sure, range anxiety exists for electric vehicles, and we're going to talk about it in detail. Which, by the way, leads me to my comments. You ever looked at something and thought you were seeing one thing, but it was really another? Or for that matter, have you ever heard the words to a song, maybe even had them stuck in your head, and you sang it one way for years, only to find out you've been singing it wrong the whole time? I mean, sometimes it's just innocence mixed with someone singing a song without clearly enunciating, so you misunderstand what it says. And I'll be honest, in my own case, as a kid in the 70s, I mean, I really liked the Steve Miller Band song called Jet Airliner, right? Big old Jet Airliner, except I didn't know the words. So I was always wondering why, they wrote a song about a communist who had a light. Because in my seven-year-old mind, what I was hearing was Pinko Chad had a light on. A commie guy named Pinko Chad had a light on. Can you hear it in your head? Big old jet airliner, Pinko Chad had a light on. Go figure. But one of the funniest get-it-wrong examples I ever saw was on the old sitcom Wings. I loved that show. The show had great characters. One of them was an immigrant from Sicily played by an actor, Tony Shalhoub. His character was a cab driver named Antonio Scarpacci. And one day Antonio came into the airport terminal where the show always played out. You know, they're in the airport terminal and he was carrying a guitar. And he asked what kind of songs he could play. And he says, "Oh, I don't know much. Just a one song, really. It was a song I clung to for years as I dreamed of coming to America. It was how I first learned to speak words in English. It's very special to me." So, of course, you know, everybody in the cast wanted to hear him play this very special song that had held his heart in place while he dreamed of coming to America. So Antonio rather sheepishly agreed, started to play a song. "My goat knows the bowling score. Alleluia." And everyone looked at each other. And the girl at the deli counter says, "Antonio, that's not right. The words are actually, Michael rowed the boat ashore." And Antonio just stared at her and said, "Oh, my God, I've been living a lie." It was one of my favorite TV laughs of all time. But, yeah, we all do that, right? Get the words to a song wrong. It can be an innocent and sometimes hilarious experience. But what about when someone tells you the words and you're singing it like you've been told and it's wrong? That's a different story, right? At that point, you're potentially embarrassed because someone else insisted to you that they knew things were a certain way and it turns out they were not. Well, that's where I'm headed right now. Because the words that we're being given by the Biden administration about the wonders of an all-electric, zero-net-emissions vehicle industry are just not true. They're not accurate. And the world is being sold a bill of goods that's going to wind up being embarrassing if it's left unchecked. Now, before anyone who drives a Tesla or a Nissan Leaf wants to get uppity and start calling into the show to tell me how wonderful their driving experiences are, please know that if you want to own an electric vehicle, I'm all for you. I'm good with it. I do not resent or disavow that electric vehicles may have a place in modern society. And if you want one, go get one. See, I'm for an all of the above. Where I have a problem is with the inexplicable socialist push to mandate that we all get one and do so within the next 10 years. Because, folks, the words to the song that Biden is singing are not the right words. So let's break this down a bit. First of all, the push to electric vehicles right now is a complete violation of free market principles. For the government to emphatically choose the winners and losers in any product or service is just wrong. That's exactly what's happening now with Biden's incessant push to net zero. Has there ever been an industry more heavily subsidized than the green energy genre of manufacturing? I mean, without government subsidies, tax breaks, super emphasis, and regulatory burdens on their competitors, the green energy push would just die in a pile. For example, right now, if you buy an American Union-built electric vehicle, you can get a tax credit worth up to $7,500. Cool. So basically, U.S. citizens are being taxed heavily to have one of their most commonly prized consumer items degraded and put out of business to force them to buy another one that they may not have even wanted originally, and if they do, they'll be rewarded with some of their own tax dollars back. Well, the lyrics to that song just do not fit. Or how about this? How about the necessary infrastructure to support this push to switch over one-third of all vehicles to electric by 2035? We don't have, nor will we have, anytime soon, the capacity to support that many electric vehicles suddenly on the road and all needing intermittent charging. I mean, I have immediate family members who live a full 12-hour drive away from Charlene and I, and I have no expectation that charging stations are going to be sufficiently in place if we were to switch to an electric vehicle to get me to my grandkids. So call it range anxiety if you want to, but I have no faith that the infrastructure is actually going to be in place to match the deadlines being set for the big switchover. So what does the government do? They underwrite the private sector's ability to install charging stations along major routes, all of which will take longer and spend more taxpayer dollars than anything else that could have happened in the free market. But all of you in the rural areas, good luck. You see, they're going to put them on the main roads. Good luck getting them out there in the hinterlands. You see, they're singing that song, but the lyrics ain't right. And then what about public safety? All right, we all live right now in Tornado Alley. When the 2011 tornadoes devastated huge swaths of the state of Alabama, there were whole communities without power for weeks. How do we charge our vehicles if the whole electrical grid is down because of a natural disaster, a terrorist incident, or worse yet, a Chinese balloon floating by with an EMP device swung under it? I mean, if the grid is down, does that mean that ambulances and fire trucks and rescue vehicles and police are going to have to wait until the power comes back on to do their crucial job of saving lives and maintaining order? It's a fair question, isn't it? So now the song they're singing doesn't even appear to include all of the lyrics. They're just leaving whole parts of it out. The whole aspect of public safety is being left out of that singing altogether. Well, see, the problem is that so many people are not questioning the narrative. They aren't questioning the fact that they are being told to sing the green energy song, but yet the lyrics are not even close to being right. I mean, even when I was a 7-year-old, it only took a few times of me getting the words wrong for me to go find a copy of Steve Miller Band's Book of Dreams album, look up the song, and go, oh, wow, it's called Jet Airliner. That makes a lot more sense. It was an innocent mistake. It was easily clarified. But this incessant push to demand electric vehicles take over the market, well, the lyrics to that green energy song, they are not right. They know they aren't right. They know they violate free market values that we hold dear in a capitalistic society. They are unsustainable and unworkable and will be for quite some time, and they have the potential, literally, for reducing quality of life and degrading public safety. And somebody needs to look up the right lyrics and get this song back on track. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I'm serious, man. Y'all want an electric vehicle? Go get it. Cool. I don't want one. Not until I see some other things in place first. And by the way, I don't want the government to underwrite it. If it's the best mousetrap, let the free market take over and do it. But right now, this ridiculous push that by 2035, a third of all vehicles will be electric. No, they won't. Because nothing's been put in place to make that really, really happen or make it worth our while. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Let me get my coffee here because Right Side Radio runs on coffee. What's a man got to do? Get himself a cup of coffee. So I got several here. The text messages blew up. You want to text in? The lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. John from Huntsville, love the monologue. He says, singing, but the lyrics ain't right. Sounds like what happens every time a big celebrity tries to sing the national anthem. I have seen that happen, yes. Although I saw an amazing one the other day. Jack Black sang the national anthem and did a hugely good job. I mean, like, I did not expect that. JT from Lacey Springs. Hey, Phil, EV users need to know they can save up to $25,000 on batteries when replacements needed just by switching back to gas. All right, Brad from Limestone County, misheard lyrics in his. He said, Eddie Money's got two what? He goes, I've got two chickens to paralyze. No. That's a special song for Charlene and I, by the way. Two chickens to paradise, two chickens to paralyze. That's awful. Steve from Huntsville and Brian from Huntsville tell me this is an actual a condition called chronic lyricosis. They both said this. So if this is either real or they're both making crap up on their own time and just happen to be jiving. What else we got here? I know I had another one. Somebody else had another song that they got wrong. Oh, shoot. I can't find it. All right. Well, anyway, lots of stuff. Joe from Owens Crossroads says, funny enough, with the big government pushing for electric vehicles, the joint travel regulations does not even have guidance on renting an EV while you're on government travel orders. No one can answer if the charging fees are reimbursed. Oh, that's huge. Rosalind from Harvest says, a friend of mine once told me her son thought the song Let Us Have a Little Talk with Jesus was Let Us Have a Little Chocolate Jesus. that reminds me of the story about the kid that came home from Sunday school, Boomer, and his mommy said, what did you learn today in Sunday school?
What's that?
And he said, I learned about a bear that can't see good. What do you mean? It was called Gladly the Cross-Eyed Bear. All right, I know you've gotten some songs wrong. You had to have gotten some song wrong.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'm what they were talking about. I'm guessing that's exactly what they were talking about on the text thread, whatever, lyricosis or whatever. I get lyrics to songs wrong all the time. You would think that because I write songs, I know tons of songs, or I think I know a tons of songs.
You worked in the music industry?
Worked in the music industry, you know, so I went out on writer's rounds all the time in Nashville. Man, I got songs wrong all the time. My wife gets all over me for getting the lyrics wrong because I'm just singing along and I'm like, and I just say a random word and she's like, that is not right. I'm like, oh, my bad. I mean,
is it then?
I don't know. Maybe it's just my brain that's just going, you know, round and round because I like to make up lyrics, and so maybe that's what I just do for everybody else's songs.
So what I'm hearing is you and I both have lyricosis.
We have lyricosis.
I think lyricosis is systemic. It's everywhere. I think everybody's got lyricosis.
I think so.
I mean, my gosh. I'm trying to think what other songs, too. I saw one. Somebody had one a minute ago, and I can't find it now. Maybe if somebody typed over the top of it and got another. but anyway, yeah. Bob from Athens, going back to the EV thing, says the cap for the $7,500 rebate from the Inflation Reduction Act is below the cost of many EVs. That's why they call the electric Mustang an SUV, because they can get you to the $7,500. That's crazy. No kidding. I didn't know that. There's just playing games now trying to get you those tax refunds. Robert from Madison. Okay, which song would this be? Pour Me Some Shook Up Ramen in the Name of Love. What is that? What song is that?
Some sugar on me?
Yes, that's got to be it.
All right. Pour some sugar on me, right?
I'm thinking so, yeah. JT from Lacey Springs says to you, Boomer, you need an explosion sound whenever Phil says text lines have blown up. Text lines have blown up. Just like that. Man, I tell you what, that reminds me, we were at home the other day, and all of a sudden there was a boom. And I was mentally back in Baghdad for a second. I mean, the windows rattled, the floor shook, and I was like, what in the world has happened?
What was it?
Somebody, because we live in the county.
Right.
Somebody shot some tannerite, and they had like 3 pounds of tannerite. It went off like a freaking IED. I mean, it was huge. Anyway, brings me back to another time. Ginger from Moody says, my nephew says, why do we pray to the Father, the Son, and Holy Goats? Bless his heart. That boy can still go to heaven. It's all right. Chronic lyricosis. Brad from Limestone County says, chronic lyricosis. It's real. It was discovered and widely publicized by North Carolina doctors John Boy and Billy. Jenny from Decatur says, there's the bathroom on the right. That's the bad. There's the bad. Yeah, see, there's the bathroom on the right. Yeah, that's I remember that one. I got a brand new texter, somebody named Ben. He's only 15 years old, loves the show. Ben, we're glad to have you, man. Tell us where you're from. We'll get you input in the system. You text in whenever you want to, brother. We like having you guys in there. The texts are coming in as fast as I can look at them. What is happening right now?
Everybody wants to jump in on the lyric and the EV stuff.
I'll tell you what's happening. We're going to break.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. You guys stay tuned. We'll come right back. Justin Bogey, Alabama Policy Institute, calling in to talk about this proposed big fat bailout for Birmingham Southern. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.